Who planned the party for you?
My husband.
Very nice.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The celebration was ready to roll.
It was your birthday?
Yes.
You hired the defendant's party bus. Was it a surprise?
Yes, ma'am. Thinking to have, you know, have a night out on a town.
But the biggest surprise had yet to arrive.
The client called you and said, we're all sitting around here waiting for the bus. What happened to the bus?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Erica and Sean Markley are suing limo company owner Jeffrey Schaefer for the return of his fee. The Markleys claim Erica's birthday was ruined when Jeffrey's limo didn't show up.
Order. All rise.
Your Honor, this is case number 107 on the calendar of the matter of Markley versus Schaefer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Markley, you hired the defendant's party bus for a birthday party. It was your birthday?
Yes.
And who planned the party for you?
My husband, Sean Markley.
Very nice.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Was it a surprise?
Yes, ma'am.
How many guests did you invite?
35.
Where were you taking your wife?
I was taking her to a surprise party down at a club in D.C. called Lux Lounge. Taking her there to have a, you know, have a night out on a town with a family and friends from out of town.
How did you find the defendant's party bus?
I Googled it online and came up with Titan Transportation, and I called the guy.
Okay. Jeff. Can I see the contract? So what this case is about is Mr. Schaefer's party bus never showed up.
That's correct.
He says that it broke down. He offered you some alternative, a smaller bus, but the smaller bus wouldn't accommodate all of your guests. You want your deposit back, which was $1,500, plus other damages, because you say it sort of ruined your birthday. Now, Mr. Schaefer says he offered you alternatives. He had no control over the breakdown. You don't get your money back. That's your defense?
Well, that's correct. We offered
Just a second. That's your defense. You offered
absolutely.
An alternative. Listen to me.
We offered an alternative.
This requires a yes or a no. This doesn't require a whole geschichte story. Your bus that they hired broke down. You offered them an alternative. It wasn't exactly the one that they had retained you for. They want their deposit back. You say they're not entitled to their deposit back. You have a no refund policy, and you offered them the best alternative that you could come up with. Would that be a yes or a no?
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay, you were supposed to be picked up at 8 o'clock. You were not picked up at 8 o'clock. You were supposed to be dropped off at 6 a.m. You ultimately found your own way to the venue.
Yes, Your Honor.
What kind of bus, Mr. Schaefer, did they contract for?
A 40-passenger party bus to accommodate 32 guests.
Did you send them pictures of it?
Absolutely.
I'd like to see it.
Here they are.
Now, Mr. Schaefer, are you the owner of that bus?
Yes. I am.
You are the registered owner of this bus?
That's correct.
Are you or your company?
The company, yes.
Are you the registered owner of any... Listen. Are you the registered owner of any other vehicles?
That's correct, yes.
What other vehicles are you the registered owner of?
This particular bus here that we offer.
How many other vehicles?
Two other vehicles registered to me.
You personally or you the company?
Personally.
The name of the company is what?
Titan Transportation.
Is there any reason why these two buses are personally registered in your name rather than in a corporate name?
They're registered in my name under our company, is what I'm saying. There are company's vehicles that we use for service.
How many vehicles are owned by Titan Transportation?
Okay. Two party buses are owned by Titan Transportation.
Period.
Period.
Who are the shareholders in Titan Transportation, and where is it a registered company?
Baltimore, Maryland. I'm the president.
Who else is a shareholder in the company?
I'm the only shareholder, but I do have employees.
How many?
I have two.
Do you ever drive?
Yes.
Who are the other two employees?
This is my manager here, Ken, and I have a dispatch named Amber.
What about drivers?
Drivers, we do have a driver. He's on kind of freelance work, so.
So you do not employ a driver?
We do employ a driver.
No, listen to me carefully, sir. I want you to understand that 10 million people watch this, including all governmental officials in Baltimore, Maryland. Do you understand?
I understand.
So I'm going to ask you questions. If you're smart, you will give me correct answers and legitimate answers. So far, I have the following. Titan Transportation is a Maryland-based corporation of which you are the president. Right now, you are the only shareholder. There are two employees, that's what you told me, a manager and a dispatcher. No other employees. You told me you drive. You also told me that you have other drivers. My question is, are those freelance drivers that are not employed by you drivers that you call up when you have a trip?
Whenever we have a trip for the larger vehicles, we do call him up.
One person.
So that's correct.
And you drive the other bus?
Correct.
The name of the freelancer that you call?
His name is...
Last name?
Maley.
Now, who was supposed to drive the bus for the plaintiff that night?
Mr. Maley.
Now you want to tell me what happened to the bus?
Around 7:15, the driver contacted dispatch to inform him of a vehicle.
Shh. Mm-hmm. You don't have dispatch here.
He manages the dispatch. He oversees the dispatch in all communications.
You don't have Mr. Maley, and you don't have the dispatcher. So you can't tell me anything that Mr. Maley said or the dispatcher said.
You have
him. If he had a conversation with either the plaintiff or the plaintiff's wife, I'm certainly prepared to hear that. If he didn't have a personal conversation with them, I suggest you not speak. And he says he did not have a personal conversation with them. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you're just going to sit there.
Okay.
Great. Did you have a personal conversation with either Mr. Markley or Mrs. Markley?
Yes, Mr. Markley.
When?
This is around 9:14. He contacted me.
9:14?
This is about an hour and...
He contacted you.
That's correct.
And I want you to tell me what he said to you and what you said to him.
He stated that the vehicle was not...
There,
on site. So whenever that happens, we immediately contact dispatch to see what's going on.
So the party bus was supposed to pick them up at 8, and at 9:15, the customer called you and said it's not there.
That's correct.
You owe him his money. Period. End of discussion. End of discussion. You owe him his deposit back. Minimally, you owe him his deposit back. And your company, I'm actually surprised that you came here. Because if I were you, and I had a company that was a fledgling company with two buses that you were trying to make a going concern out of, I certainly would have thought twice. And I say, you know what? These people were having a birthday party. I contracted with them for 40 passenger bus. This bus, I'm the owner of the company, the owner of a company that only has two buses. Now, I want you to think very carefully, sir. Listen to me very carefully. Did you have another gig that evening? You personally?
Another gig? No. We did not.
Perfect. So you could have driven this bus.
Sure. Exactly.
You could have driven this bus. You chose to have a subcontractor as driver. That was your choice. And since there are only two drivers, you and this subcontractor, that means another bus was sitting someplace. But the other bus is not what they contracted for. They contracted for a 40-passenger party bus. It didn't show up at 8 o'clock. Nobody called them.
That's not true.
Nope. Who called? Just a second.
We have all our phone records.
Just a second. Phone records? I don't read phone records.
Okay.
He called you. That's what I know. That's what you just told me and said, it's 9 o'clock. There's no bus.
Right.
So I don't care what your phone records say because you don't have a dispatcher here to tell me that they called him. He spoke to nobody. And the client called you and said, we're all sitting around here waiting for the bus. Mm-hmm. So why in the world you would think that you don't owe him his $1,500 deposit back?
Because we offered to send out another vehicle to supplement.
You can't send another vehicle. You breached the contract. You weren't there at 8 o'clock.
No, we have a clause in our contract that states mechanical issues.
Just a second.
Not liable for.
Just a second. You have the driver here to tell me about a mechanical issue? Listen to me. Your company did a shoddy job that night. Because if he had a problem with this car, he should have known about it at 7:45, 15 minutes before he had to be there, so that at 9:15, when they're still waiting at the house, because he called you.
We contacted him. Dispatch contacted him.
No, he didn't.
No, yeah.
No, that's hearsay, sir. That's hearsay. Why you bring
right
a witness
here
who has no firsthand information about what happened that night when you had an opportunity to bring the dispatcher or the driver? Mm-hmm.
He is the manager of the dispatch.
He's my manager,
and dispatch is a separate unit.
Listen to me. The manager didn't speak to them. That's what he says. The manager had no communication with the plaintiff. That's what he just told me. Just a second. Did you just lie to me a moment ago?
No. But I was with him.
I don't care whether you were with him, whether you did a dance with him.
Okay.
You had no personal communication with him.
No, I did not.
That's correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
All you told me was he called you and said, where's my bus? Unless he was nuts, why would he have called you and said, where's my bus? If somebody told him, the bus isn't there.
And later today,
I asked him to keep his hands off of me, and he continued to be the way that he was. Then I said to him, I feel threatened. I'm gonna have to do something about it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Erica and Sean Markley say limo company owner Jeffrey Schaefer owes for a refund of his fee. The Markleys claim Erica's birthday was ruined when Jeffrey's limo didn't show up.
Now, you had, as the owner of the business, the opportunity to bring either the driver or the dispatcher. You chose the only one who had no first-hand information, not the driver, not the dispatcher who you say spoke to them. All you told me was he called you and said, where's my bus? Unless he was nuts, why would he have called you and said, where's my bus? If somebody told him, the bus isn't there. It's not coming. And then an hour and 15 minutes later, you offered to send an alternative. Unacceptable. You owe him $1,500. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Out.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
It was my birthday celebration, and it was ruined because of him.
We completely disagree. We did everything we could to send two additional vehicles.
We had the drive. We had to have had the drive.
Jeff is a scam.
I'm glad it's over. We'll try again next time if they want to reschedule. We're open for business.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Saya versus Herndon. Step forward.
Peter Saya is suing 20-year-old Damian Herndon for medical bills after he punched him in the face during a pickup basketball game.
Mr. Saya, it is your claim that the defendant assaulted you at a basketball game.
That is correct, Your Honor.
The defendant says that he is really defending himself. He says that you are, and I'm quoting him, about to physically harm me. So in defense, I threw a punch because he had already warned you to leave him alone. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Herndon. You had never seen the plaintiff before this game, is that right?
No, Your Honor.
Is this a game that either of you play regularly?
Your Honor, I'm a student at the university for which this recreation center belongs to, and I do play there often on Saturday afternoons, like the one in question.
Do you have a regular team?
No, this was just a pickup game.
Now, can you tell me what a pickup game is?
It was just a group of people informally playing basketball. It wasn't organized. There wasn't referees or anything of that sort.
Okay. So what I want you to do, Mr. Herndon, I'm going to start with you. I assume that Mr. Say is going to be able to prove to me that he was, in fact, assaulted and injured. Your jaw was broken?
My jaw was dislocated.
So that's a pretty serious injury. So what I'd like you to do, since you were not injured, and he clearly did not put his hands on you, according to you, because I read your answer, I want you to tell me what happened, sir, that caused you to hit him.
Well, Your Honor, like you said, it was a pickup game. I felt threatened. The whole game, it was too much defense, it was over-aggressive, and I felt...
You know, I'm really not a big sports aficionado. I don't understand a lot of sports. But I know that they, when they play basketball, they sort of go, right? Back and forth, you're guarding, you guard different people, you try to prevent them from getting a basket.
Yes, Your Honor.
Right, that's what you do. So you felt as if the whole game was aggressive or he was aggressive?
He was aggressive. It was just too pushy, too much extra. I understand.
Why didn't you leave if you felt as if he was being aggressive?
At first, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't nothing serious. It was just a pickup game. I came up there with my older brother. It was just a nice, fun game. And then
okay,
things just
but got... then you felt that he was too aggressive. So,
yes.
You know, you never can tell Mr. Herndon what kind of nuts are out there in the street, right?
Correct.
So if you felt as if he was too aggressive, my question is, why didn't you leave? I mean, it's not a game that you were playing for money. You know, if you left, you would have lost your money. If I were playing with a nut, I would have left. So tell me what happened after he was being a little too aggressive. Tell me what you did or said to him.
I warned him. I said, could you please, you know, can we calm down? Like, it's not that serious. It's just a pickup game. It's a simple 5-on-5. Once this is done, it's over. We're not playing for any money. It's nothing serious, so there's no need to be.
Is that what you said to him, or is that what you were thinking?
I said it to him, Your Honor.
Just that way?
No, I don't remember.
No, I want you to tell me exactly what you said to him. I'm a big girl. I've heard everything.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I agree with you. He may be a very bad sport. Are you an only child?
No.
There goes my theory.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Peter Saya claims 20-year-old Damian Herndon assaulted him during a game of pickup basketball. Damian says Peter crossed the line.
Now, I want you to tell me what you said to him.
I asked him to keep his hands off of me.
I asked him to keep his hands off, because there are lots of different ways to say that. I want you to tell me what you said.
Chill out. This is just a game. No need to be over aggressive.
Go ahead. And he did.
And he continued to be the way that he was. Then I said to him, if you continue, I feel threatened. I'm going to have to do something about it. And he continued to keep going. So I was just like, I felt threatened, and I reacted.
And you punched him.
But I felt threatened, Your Honor. It was a threat. He was over aggressive. It wasn't that I just...
Can I see your medical bills, please?
Sure.
Mr. Herndon.
These are the bills.
There are all kinds of ways to respond.
Emergency room.
Who is this lady?
My girlfriend, Your Honor.
Okay. There are all kinds of ways to respond to somebody who's threatening you, who hasn't harmed you, but who you feel is aggressive, or you feel threatened by. If I felt threatened by somebody, is your brother older or younger?
Older, Your Honor.
I would say to my older brother, let's get out of here. I don't know who this nut is. But clearly, he doesn't know that this is just a game. Or you can stay in it. And if he continues to be what you consider aggressive, because that's a balancing act, whether it's aggressive or just rough play or something that he would be sidelined for, you know, and say, you sit down because you touched in the wrong. Is that what they do, sideline you?
Yeah, they call it foul.
Foul.
You take a foul shot.
Foul. So they say, no, you fouled. You have to go and sit outside. I don't know. That's a judgment that usually a referee makes. So if you felt as if you were being fouled, is that the correct term? And he continued to do that, your response isn't to punch him. That's ridiculous. I know you think that that's okay, but that's ridiculous. Yeah. Your response is to leave.
Your Honor, he kept getting in my face, my personal space. That's why when
that's
he got in my
personal... That's what they do in basketball, Mr. Herndon.
When you talk trash to someone in their personal space, that's a difference, Your
Just
Honor.
A second. Tell me what he said to you.
He said, I wasn't as good as them. He's going to get me out of the court because I'm not good enough. I'm playing with the big dogs, this, that, and that. I'm like, it's just a game.
Just a second. That's your definition of trash talking, that you weren't as good a player as he is.
But his ego got in the way of that game, Your Honor. It was no call for all that was unnecessary. I'm not saying nothing to you.
Just a second, Mr. Herndon. I don't necessarily think that you're wrong in your evaluation of it's not necessary. It's not the way to play a game. What are you getting so excited about? You're playing for blood. That's ridiculous. All of those things I absolutely agree with. Your response to that can't be to punch him in the jaw. That's all I'm saying to you. I agree with you. He may be a very bad sport. Are you an only child?
No.
There goes my theory. And maybe he's not a good sport. Who knows? Maybe that's the way he was trying to throw you off your game. Maybe that's what he thinks you're supposed to do, to throw somebody off their game. All of that doesn't sit well for him if I were evaluating his character. But that doesn't give you the right to punch him in the jaw.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, you don't look like a bad young man. You had a misguided concept of what you were allowed to do in order to stay in the game. Now, once you punched him in the jaw, was the game over?
As soon as I hit him, he called for the recreation staff to get me kicked out of the gym.
And that's what happened?
Yes, Your Honor, and my brother took me out. We left.
Okay. Now, Mr. Say, did you report this to the police?
I did, Your Honor.
Do you have the police report?
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Did you pursue this matter with the prosecutor's office?
I did not, Your Honor.
Tell me why.
Because that's not going to pay my bills.
No, Mr. Herndon's going to pay your bills, sir. Can't do what you did, Mr. Herndon. Can't hit him. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I learned from my mistakes, but I still do not feel that I was wrong in any way. I felt threatened, and I did what I had to do.
He felt threatened. The only thing that was threatened was his pride. You just couldn't hang.
It was just a little overboard. I understand that basketball comes with trash talk. I played long enough, but is there a difference between trash talk and just going way overboard with it?
My theory is that he was simply embarrassed by the way I made him look. It was like Kobe Bryant playing against YMCA basketball players.
Things just got a little out of hand.
If you can't play basketball, then don't play.